Hello everyone, and this is Gianopedia.in, and we are here with another episode. And today's our topic of discussion is, where is God? Now, God, these three alphabets and different perceptions, different theories, different opinions, and these all just for the same thing. Just for the same person. And at this point, I'm not, you know, even aware if he's a person or not a person. Maybe something way beyond my imagination of a person. So, where is God actually? Like, we all have lived our life and formed basic assumptions, perceptions based upon our experiences and the life we have lived up to. And there are many, you know, different theories about him, but who the God actually is still a mystery. But, you know, we can just assume and put forward a theory where actually God resides. And trust me, this will not sum at God residing in your hearts. You know, at Gianopedia, we try to bring out spiritual and insightful stuff. But we also try our best to put forward a reasoning, a logical explanation. But we have to understand that there are certain things that are way beyond explanation. There are some things that just happen and our skeptical mind cannot comprehend them. We always look for answers when there are just questions available. We must accept there is a lot to discover. We are not even aware if we, you know, about the space in which we live in. We are not sure whether it's full, empty. You know, we cannot apply your rules over there. So how can we make anything out of it? The perception, the imagination of God, or what actually time is. You know, there are many things which stay constant, like oxygen. It was then and it's today and hopefully stay on. Similarly, a question which existed since the dawn and will linger around till dusk, where is God? You know, we have always read in our scriptures, if someone has bothered to read them, then there is always one thing, that God is beyond everything. And some of us just stuck at beyond. And some of us want to look beyond. So this is going to be a little clumsy or a little out of context, and we are going to dive into some, basically we are going to touch science and spiritualism, and basically a blend in of both things can be a little confusing, so you just have to be a little bit attentive from right now. So if I ask you just a simple question, where are you? You might say you are on earth. And if I ask in which dimension you are in, then you will probably reply third dimension basically. And when there is something drawn like a circle on your drawing sheet or paper, you can see in and through a circle. You can see inside circle, you can see outside the circle, and you can see everywhere around it. Similarly, you can construct a 3D object. You can create a 3D object and you can look at it from afar, and you can just look all sides, not all sides, but most of the sides at once. But for a similar being, for a two-dimensional object, creature, for him, the circle will always look like a line when he will be looking at far. You know, you just have to imagine yourself looking a circle sideways in 2D. From side will just look like a line. So that is how we three-dimensional creatures look at life. We always see three-dimensional objects and assume their physicality as three dimensions when there is a lot to it. You know, there are some things that just attract you. There are some things, you know, which compel you to pick them up. you are in a shop and there is something, you know, that emotional entanglement, that chemical reaction in your brain while looking at something, you know, there is something to it. It's not just coincidence. It's not merely a fascination towards it, but a lot. You know, there are thousands of things and you're just picking out one. There has to be something. And similarly is with us. If, you know, we can create just three-dimensional objects and can't create more above it. We can't create four-dimensional. This is the law of nature. This is how nature works. You can always create something which is lower or equal to your dimension. We cannot hit above. Similarly, if God has created us and we believe to that supernatural deity who created us, so it's pretty obvious that they doesn't live here. They don't reside in three-dimensional world, and they obviously live above us in some other dimension that makes possible for them to look onto life like they can, you know, see everything all at once. So if you look just above three dimension, there is a four dimension which science also proves, and that is time. Time is indeed four dimension, and you know, God created it because something, you know, like a circle needs to be vanished to create space for another circle. Similarly, three dimensional objects, creatures need to be demolished, or in, you know, our language you can say a dead, to create space for another creatures. And this may sound a little bit untragic, but this is how it works. More and more person will create more chaos, and the rule of nature, which always tried to balance everything, you know, it will perish. So nature has always to, you know, pick the, you know, big gun and point it at us, and needs to balance everything. And we are not just, you know, basically as human, I personally think I have this opinion that we are very egocentric. We always think about ourselves, and we always try to make everything in the universe about us. That solar system is far away from us, and that, you know, that some asteroid is walking towards us. We don't even think about something happening to other planets or other stars, other comets, nothing. We just, you know, always make everything about us, how that will look like to us. And maybe that's a good thing, but I personally feel that is egocentrism, and we humans are way more hypocrite than we seems, and, you know, way more hypocrite than we sound, basically. So if God lives in four dimension, then he might be bound by time, but we all know that deity who made us was alive or was present before the time itself. Time is also a component that, you know, came into existence with the Big Bang. So God cannot be in four dimension also. And if you have read the article with the same title on Jnanapedia, then you might be aware of the Divya Drishti, or what happens to human beings right after our death. We go through four dimension after gaining Divya Drishti, you know, that was given to Sanjay. Sanjay is basically a person from Mahabharata times. He narrated the entire Mahabharata war to King Dhritarashtra. The Divya Drishti was granted to him by Sri Lord Krishna. There is a lot to it about God being in the Mahabharata times, about Lord Sri Krishna, and there is a lot about life after death and the experiences of the soul in Garuda Puran. Basically, Garuda Puran deals with most of, you know, life after death experiences and what happens to us after death, and some, you know, basically it is more focused on death. Basically, that's truth of life. So if we move a little above four dimension, then there is the fifth dimension, where, you know, Lord Vishnu is supposed to live in. In this dimension, it is believed that one can see the entire universe all at once. And at this point, I don't want you to imagine something like that, because it's hard. It's not hard, basically, it's impossible for our brains to think it. Think about it. Our brains, you know, there's a fact. Whatever your brain can think, that is reality. Because it has, because our brain is designed in such a way that it cannot think beyond, you know, three dimensions. It can think about everything. It can make assumptions, but it cannot visualize dimensions beyond 3D. And whatever it can imagine, that can be reality. You know, you can imagine anything and that will be reality. But if you try to imagine, you know, a world of five dimensions, then you cannot. And whatever you will, you know, it will mislead you, basically, and it will create many misconceptions, and it will create trouble for you to understanding trivial stuff. So it's pretty, you know, recommended that you don't, you know, try, or, you know, don't push hard yourself to believe something or to visualize something that our human brains cannot. Because whenever you will try to understand something which is way out of our reach, we will apply our logics, our rules that govern us to understand those stuff. And that is not possible, because you cannot put, you know, just a personal example, you cannot apply laws of America in India, basically. That's not possible, or that is not fair, basically. There are different problems here, and over there also there are different problems to deal with. Resources different, races different. And as I said, Lord Vishnu, those who are non-believers in God, I don't want you to, you know, just believe what I say. Make yourself think, put logics, make something out of your brain and believe that. But the truth is this, that, you know, I'm not saying that Lord Vishnu is a person. Maybe it's a metaphor, who knows? But, you know, you have to believe that there is something supernatural about our lives, about our world in which we live in. And I believe that is energy, that is vibrations, a positive one, always compelling me to believe in something bigger than myself. And as for our question, where is God? God, sorry to break it to you, God doesn't reside in fifth dimension also. There is a sixth one, a dimension where you can see all possibilities of humanity. You must have read or watched in movies or books, there are some parallel universes going on where, you know, if someone gives a birth to a boy in some other universe, the same woman will be giving birth to a girl. So these are parallel universes. If there are a pen and a pencil and I ask you to pick one, both universes exist at the same time. The one in which you pick up a pencil and in other one you pick a pen, they both exist at the same time. And this state is scientifically called a superposition of realities. And when you pick one, those two universes collapse into one in which you actually picked it up. So basically, there are numerous possibilities. Maybe in one reality you were not alive enough to pick those. Basically, there are a lot of understandings required to comprehend this stuff. Basically, it is assumed our soul, which I previously mentioned, transcends into a journey of dimensions, end up at sixth dimension, you know, way beyond every parallel universe, and just there finishing its journey. Maybe it's not the end, it's just a theory of mine, but our sixth dimension is where the God resides, and where and from where he looks onto us peacefully. Basically, he's watching us, our realities. And, you know, there are certain things to, you know, understand. You know, if you look at War of Mahabharata, because I feel that thing is, you know, very close to a parallel universe. You know, if you look at Mahabharata, everything was so planned. You know, if you look every character and how they die, it seems so planned. Like Lord Krishna knew everything, what was going to happen, to whom, how, everything. And it was like God, basically, if you want to assume him as a God, and if you don't, I don't want to disrespect your opinion, but I believe he was. So if, you know, he knew everything and it was so perfectly planned that it felt me like he knew all the possibilities and he picked out one, and that is our universe. In our universe it happened the way it should have, and it did happen. It is true that God is someone far great superior. I don't support the statement completely. They can surely be untrue, but I felt my duty to share them with you. I hope this podcast could just give you a direction to think, which has equal chances to be true as it has for being false. Thank you guys for listening, and do check out our website gyanopedia.in and hindi.gyanopedia.in. We post a lot of insightful stuff over there, and feel free to email us your opinions about it. And guys, do share and support us. Thank you guys for listening.